When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and a very happy Friday to you, my friends. It is time for our feel-good practice of this week, and I think this is the week for us to do a real spring cleaning. I don't know if you've already had a big spring cleaning weekend at home, if you've been tapping into that spring energy already of renewal and rebirth. There is something so special about this time of year and the fact that there is this newness in the air. Regardless of if you live in a place where you can see the seasons changing and it really is springtime, or if you live like in Aruba where I live normally, where we don't really have that same experience of actual spring outside, there is something about the energy of spring that you can feel wherever you are in the world. And the best way to really embrace that energy of rebirth is to have a real spring cleaning of our entire house. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning, and I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So if you haven't done it already, this is going to be the weekend for you to clear out whatever feels stagnant. And of course, this can be reflected in every area of our lives, right? We can have a spring cleaning for our body, a spring cleaning for the soul, spring cleaning for our relationships. Starting with our home is a really good first step. We know our physical home is that manifestation of what is happening inside of us. And it's a really good reflection of how we are feeling. So if we are living right now with lots of stuff that isn't of use to us anymore, if we're living in a really messy place, if we're living in a really dirty place right now, maybe you haven't done a real good cleaning in a while, you're going to feel the energy and that heavy weight of that. You're going to feel the stagnation of that, not just at home and when you're at the house, you know, but in every area of your life. So doing a real proper spring cleaning is actually a real spiritual practice, and it will create more space and bring that energy of rebirth and flow into other areas of your life as well. So starting today, you know, I love to do this one room at a time. There is something about that that to me just feels easy to follow one step at a time. But when it comes to a real spring cleaning, think of it as a real opportunity to let go of things you no longer need. So yes, you should clean out your house, mop the floors, vacuum, change the sheets, air everything out, bring that fresh spring air into your home. But then take a real good look around and really think about, when it comes to the things that I surround myself with, what is actually in alignment with the energy of what I want this spring? Do I have so much stuff I have a hard time finding anything around the house? Do I spend a lot of time decluttering or trying to declutter or moving things around or trying to tidy up? It's really hard to tidy up if we have a ton of stuff, right? So what are some things you can let go of? Perhaps you have, if you are living in a seasonal place, you have some things you can put away in storage. Maybe it's a good weekend right now to get rid of some of those winter clothes and shoes and jackets and things like that. Put that away for the spring and summer season. Maybe you can let some things go for real, like actually throw some things out or donate them or sell them if you can, just to really invite that energy of newness and cleansing your physical space as well. And then when you're done and you have that beautiful feeling of spring inside of your home, a really beautiful final touch is to bring some flowers into the house. So if you can, go outside and pick something beautiful. You know, it could be a little branch of some budding little blooms if you have them available. Or go to the store, go to the florist, get a couple of flowers just so you have a little bit of that flowery spring feeling inside of your house as well. Now, I love taking the energy of spring cleaning into other areas as well, right? So I'm actually in the middle of a detox right now, which feels very applicable for spring. See if once you've done that big spring cleaning of your house, of your apartment, of your room, you know, wherever you choose to begin, if you can have that energy resonate into other areas of your life as well. And you will know that one area that really needs a good spring cleaning. Maybe it's a relationship where you need to air something out, speak some truth, right? Maybe it's in terms of how you're taking care of your body right now. Could be something different, but you'll know what area of your life needs a little bit of renewal as well. It's a good time right now to move some energy. So let's get started at home. I hope you have a really good weekend and that you're able to really bring that spring energy into your home. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.